I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, 300 past 6 p.m. Keep this playing for a second. I was picking Phoebe up from her last cheer game ever. Saturday, I guess. Sunday, I don't remember. And it was a beautiful day, like today. And I was sitting outside the gym waiting for her. She knew I was waiting for her. And windows were down. I was blaring this song, and I see her, and from 50 feet away, I could tell she like mentally
absolutely
embedded, like turned the effing thing, like
you dork.
But what was okay?
I wasn't trying to impress her.
Okay,
I was just listening to my music.
But you usually are. You usually are trying to impress her. So I guess my question was, why would you think that would...
Oh, no. I was clearly not trying to impress her with Dada. I just didn't care.
Okay.
Right.
So you've always been... You've been on me for 2 years now. Stop trying to impress Phoebe.
Right.
So this is what it looks like when you're not trying to impress Phoebe. But when you just do what you do.
Right. But the response is the same.
Yes.
Rolling of the eyes.
Right.
And no talk.
I might as well just live my life.
That's it, exactly, Dave.
Yes. I had this conversation with somebody this weekend, and I used you as a reference.
Oh, thanks. That's great.
And I said, you know.
Look at this poor sap.
Yeah, the stupid bastard's playing music in his car and his kids avoiding him. No, I used you and Tony and the problems he has with Grace. It just, they all go through. In fact, if your kids don't go through it, I'd be a little nervous. And then they come out of it. And then all is well.
Yeah. Like I said the other day, I realized I can only do harm.
Yeah.
Like, of course, if I withdrew my support and my financial support and all the things the Glover Mafia gives to Phoebe,
right,
she would notice it, but there's no thanks.
Right.
There's no like, wow, that was really great. It's just, hey, why don't you cover your tattoos when you come pick me up from school kind of thing.
Well, we all say the same thing about that. So.
Big moment right here.
What you got?
Washington University School of Law 46th Annual Distinguished Alumni Awards Dinner.
Would you find that on the floor?
I think this could be my year.
You getting an award?
I think this could be my year.
Oh, I'm amazed you got invited. So you think you might be getting an award too?
Oh, the envelope actually says Noel Sebastianos.
Says resident.
I am among the most successful non-practicing graduates they've ever had. This could be my year.
Well, that's cruel, but I'll say it anyway because I'm leaving. I don't care. Basically, what they're saying is, and please welcome Dave Glover, who dropped $150,000 on getting his education and his law degree and is now a prosperous radio announcer.
Yeah, sure.
That's like going to med school and working at a fish place, isn't it?
No.
Am I missing something?
Yeah, because fewer and fewer people who graduate from law school practice law. Now, when I graduated in 90, it was like 99%. But more and more people will get a JD they do an MBA. And then they'll go
use
do something
for
else.
Business or something. Yeah. I got a friend of mine
Now, there are other lawyers that have radio shows.
Right.
But I don't think anyone goes to law school so they can go into radio.
I would agree with you on that.
Can I open this now?
Yes. And?
So how's it feel to be retired?
Yeah. How much do you want for a ticket? Do you get
two people from my class are being honored. That hurts.
Do you know who they are?
Faye Kat and Ganesh Natarajan. That sounds made up.
I never liked
that. That's not
this
even
too.
A real name.
Yeah. They're probably, you know what? They're probably just really successful lawyers.
Who
can't
what
a couple of losers.
What losers?
No
lawyers.
Kidding.
They're a dime a dozen.
Your face is in your logo.
Thank
really?
You.
You're wearing a... You should go and wear the hat with your picture on it.
How many,
look at me.
How many beanies you got, Ganesh?
Yeah.
Who you guys got a neon sign in your office?
Yeah, look
are you
at
in a
me.
Band, Faye Kat?
Yeah.
I doubt it.
Man, oh man.
I bring happiness to millions.
He rolls up Blair in Disneyland by
That's
Dada.
Right.
Screw you guys.
They're like, what a dork.
Mr. Glover, gonna need you to cover your tattoos.
The lawyer with the tattoos. That's actually
what does Wash U know?
Yeah.
Nothing. They let me in.
Well,
right?
There you go.
How smart can they
be? I don't
know.
I'm starting to think you might have been part of the college admission scandal.
Yeah. Really. Jack Glover, I don't know, gave like 100 pounds of horseradish from over
hey,
in Illinois.
Who said yes to this Glover kid?
Yeah.
Well, he accepted. So
he's on the crew team. He's great.
There's nothing we can do now.
He's on the crew team. He teaches tap. So,
Rachel, you want to do some questions?
Yeah, I had a question for you guys.
Is it about the law?
It's not.
No.
You had a question for us?
It actually kind of ties in with what he was just saying about Phoebe and Grace. Okay. Grace is about to turn 16 years old. Think of your 16-year-old self and ask yourself, would I want to be friends with that person? Or would that person want to be friends with me?
You mean now?
Yeah.
Like at 54, would I want to hang out with 16-year-old Dave?
Yes.
Oh, God, no.
And I'm the creepy one. What's you mean?
No, it means like, do you think you would like that person? If you would think oh, that's a good kid. Or
as an adult looking at a kid, not kid to kid, like adult to kid.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh. Oh.
He was a Vianney boy. Of course.
I was a greaser. Who wouldn't like a greaser? No, I thought I was, extremely polite.
Yeah.
I
had a lot of hair.
Gave that. I gave respect to my elders. You know, I wore elephant bells.
Stalked bell women. Bottoms.
Working your butt off at Chuck a Burger.
That's it. I was a curb boy with
supported prostitution.
That's right. Help Linda get across the street.
Prostitution adjacent.
In between to get kicked so she wouldn't get
I'll
run
cover
over.
Your cars, Linda.
That's right, but come on.
Kick me in.
Whoa.
You're sort of like a Chuck a Burger pimp.
I just, like I said, for the life of me, when she wouldn't show up, and I'm like, where's Linda? And everybody's looking at me like, what do you mean, where's Linda? And I'm
Mark,
like,
she's a whore.
Yeah, she's working across the street at the Westward Motel.
She's a burger whore.
Yeah.
It's the worst kind.
I'm telling you.
Of burgers and whores.
It does suck whenever you have to have a part-time job alongside being a prostitute.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
I can't quite make ends meet on the prostitution side, so I'll pick up a shift at Chuck a Burger.
Or was that just access?
I don't, she would like start a shift and then like be gone for a period of time and then maybe end up with the shift. But like,
do you think
between,
the managers knew?
Oh God. Yes.
It seems like a health code violation.
You would certainly think. All I know is I worked there 2 years and I never got proposition. All they wanted from me was onion rings. I mean, there was no,
it
like,
means something else.
Hey, big boy, you know, let's walk across.
I think
the
I would have liked 16-year-old me fine. That was like right when I stopped being teenager terrible. And right when I started, it just started sinking in, you know. I think a lot of teenagers think that they're the smartest people in the world.
Oh,
and
everyone does,
everything
yes.
I say is so clever and funny. And that's when it started to sink in for me. Like, oh, no, you're an idiot. Maybe let's start to calm down a little bit. And I was also very polite.
See?
Oh, I think
goes
I would
a long
have.
Way.
Yeah, same for me.
Yeah.
All of that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would have found my 16-year-old self very entertaining and felt very bad for them.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like, okay, I'm probably going way too in the weeds with this, but if I met 16-year-old Dave and didn't know it was me, I'd think, oh, what a nice, funny, charming young man.
Mm-hmm.
But if I followed him around for a week, first of all, I'd be like, leave that thing alone.
Right. That is like,
I think I would feel the same way I would about most 16-year-old boys. Like, stop trying so hard.
Exactly.
Take it easy. Take your foot off the gas.
Yep. And you're going to do something stupid because you're 16. You just are. I mean, all of us look, guys, I think guys more than gals look back for cringe-worthy moments and you're like, oh, God, did I really do that? And it's just part of it, man. That's how you learn. How you learn. If something that I did, that's 50 years ago, I can remember stuff that I remember saying stuff, where I was and who I was saying it to, going, you know, like talking about my ex-girlfriend's dad's 401k.
Was that 16?
I was even a dork then. No, I was like 17. Okay. I was in that ballpark.
It's a little more reasonable to be worried about the
401k. Yeah. You got a future to worry about.
I don't know. I have plenty of moments that I look back on and cringe. I think I was just a complete idiot until the age of like 26. So I'm just coming out of it. I went through phases of like, all right, let's get it together, and then just go right back into being cringy and terrible.
Yeah.
What kind?
Just like, what, Rachel, why? You're so embarrassing. Or like, why did you make that decision other than you just weren't thinking? Or you thought you were. So much of my life has been scrambling to figure out what I should do and just having something done, even though it doesn't need just anxiety, like, let me plug this in because it'll feel better whenever I have this in line, and just making dumb decisions as a result of that.
What do you think life would be like? Because Rach and I are both like read a lot of self-help and a lot about codependency. So being direct is a big thing. Just being a direct person. You don't have to be mean, but don't beat around the bush. Don't try to manage people. Don't try to manipulate. Just tell them.
Right.
If we had no choice, if that's just the way humans were, how would life be different? If there was no like managing, it was just like, hey, I want to work for you. I don't want to work for you. I want to date you. I don't want to date you.
Right. Yeah. It would be, I think there'd be, it'd be a problem because people say, well, all I want is the truth. Don't dilly, you know, don't beat around a bush. Tell me the truth. Most people don't want to hear the truth. It's the whole idea of like when you break up with somebody and you always go, it's me, it's not you.
If clearly it's
the
them.
Other, yeah, it's the other person go, it is you and I don't like you and this. I don't think most people want to hear that. They say they do. I don't think they
do. So people want to hear what they want to hear, but they want to be assured that it's the truth.
Yes. And a lot of times it's not the truth because I would rather put a little white lie into it. No matter what it is, whether it's a relationship or work or whatever, without, I don't want to hurt the other. What good does that do?
White lie are you telling us about leaving the
show? Yeah, I was just having the same thought. Like, obviously, we're not getting the full story.
Well, I talked to Paige outside, and I think maybe all the
you're in love with Paige.
There's that. And Tony. Now I got a triangle going.
Right.
You know, pretty soon it'll be a
Let me give you some advice. Drop Tony.
You think?
Yeah.
He's got it. Oh, I was going to say he had a good job, but what? Am I missing something?
Where?
It's something that I know the Team Close t-shirts are almost gone.
Yep.
And then once they're gone, then I can come back and go, they gone? Just kidding. I'm staying.
So this is like a rug going out of business sale?
And what's the line they use? It's not going out of business. They're going out for business. You ever see they use that term? Going out for business. That's me.
So really, what lie have you told? To me or Jeff or Rach.
Well, he's not going to tell us.
I got nothing to lose at this point. I got absolutely nothing to lose. I don't think I've really ever told you guys, you know, I don't like politics. I've told you that from day one. You know that from day
we
one.
We should talk about that. One thing that Mark told Jeff and I in the first 5 minutes on Friday was, I can't do another election.
Yes. And part of that is, I don't like confrontation. Mm-hmm. And people, you know... That worries me more than anything right now is people are just nasty to each other. We got to stop this crap. I don't care what your feelings are, what your beliefs are. You don't have to be nasty to one another. And you know what's going to happen, you know. And
I think a lot of people are nasty because they think that's a sign of strength, which it absolutely is not.
Absolutely not.
And speaking from my past, I have been nasty to people before as a way to psych myself up because I am pretty passive.
Right.
And I've been very passive aggressive. And that's something that I've really, really been focused on and working on is just being a more direct person. I think women really, really struggle with that. But I would get really crappy with someone because it was like, I'm going to tell them how I feel. I would let something build up to a point of it's not even the other person's fault, but then you just come out swinging. And I feel like society does that to each other. Like, oh, well, now's my chance. I'm going to show you. And it just doesn't work like that. That's not how you get people on your side. That's not how you get people to understand you.
What I'm about to say will fall somewhere between upon deaf ears or just make it worse. But I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
I don't understand why people think it's okay to be mean to us just because we're lower level local public figures. I don't understand that.
Mm-hmm.
That when anytime there's some announcement of any size, there are people, the same trolls come out, say the same things.
Yep.
I really don't. I mean, do you not think that we're people?
Right. That we have feelings.
Take the music down. This is important.
Yeah.
Like I have said for 18 years, don't ever confuse me with someone who holds themselves up as a paragon of moral virtue. Don't do that. So don't feel like, oh, let me tell you. No! Right. I've said for 18 years, that's not my gig. If I go down in history as doing something good, it's not going to be, oh my God, what a solid wonder. No!
Yeah.
No. So cat's out of the bag, right? And if you think you don't like someone's voice, or you're not, you know, you wish someone else were on the show,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Right.
Fine. But I don't get the need to attack. I don't even understand. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. I think Rachel brought up earlier, I think it makes people feel more good about themselves.
Yeah, it's like,
powerful.
Oh, I did something about
yeah.
that. And it's like, well,
shots.
Yeah, you hurt my feelings.
I get it. But what you guys may not get is this is not an exact science.
No.
Oh. This is
It's not. And you're yeah. not, you listener, you're not a consultant. You don't know what makes the perfect show. You know what makes the perfect show for you, but we're catering to hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, I don't know what makes a perfect show.
Right.
I'm right now meeting 10 times a day with Jeff. We have 24 people who've applied for Mark's job. We have a dozen people within the industry. We have several people within the building. There are no easy answers. There are no obvious answers.
Right.
This shouldn't have worked.
Not at all. Not at all.
My career shouldn't be here. Tony shouldn't have worked. Turbrock shouldn't have worked. Katie Cruz, Mark Close. None of this should have worked, really.
Right.
And sometimes it didn't. It's like putting a band together. You may hate the bass player in Bon Jovi, so don't go see him. It's not like we're trying to do something to you. I'm not trying to hurt your feelings by letting Mark go or hiring so-and-so or not hiring so-and-so.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You may be absolutely right. We should do more politics. We should do no politics. We should bring back Coop. We should never let Katie Cruz in the bill. You may
right.
be right, but I assure you we're doing our best to make the most people happy that we can. And we're never going to hit 100%. So it would suck for you if someone showed up at your job and was like, God, you're terrible. Get Ned over here. What?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Rachel, I'm sure you didn't mean to do this, but you just hit upon the best concert I've ever seen. 1990, Material Issue and Dada at Mississippi Nights.
No kidding.
Yep.
Wow.
So great.
Man, some great shows rolled through Mississippi Nights. Good Lord, great shows went through there.
Like the Glover Band.
Did you play Mississippi Nights?
Why do you keep hurting me?
I'm sorry.
You already hurt me with the WashU Distinguished Awards Alumni Dinner.
I didn't think your band was around when they were still rolling.
Yeah.
You must have been like right at the very end. Because
he's
of
the
your
reason
age.
That
no,
then you
not,
should.
No, yeah. You were at the end of who they wanted there. This guy can't play. Glover's band.
What do we got left?
No. When they one of Mississippi
one owner said to the other, did we really just book the Dave Glover band? Let's bulldoze the place.
He used to be an attorney. Mississippi Nights has been closed for 15 years, 20 years?
Not 20, because I've only been in the band since 2001.
Okay. I'll bet you it's been closed 15 years. That's what I'm saying. You got there. Maybe you closed them down.
We opened for Javier Mendoza, and then we did our own concert. Yeah, I probably played there three times.
Okay.
Something like that.
Towards the end of their run.
Mark's like, if you say so.
Yeah. No.
So I said everything I had to say, and like I said, it'll fall on. No mean person out there is gonna go like, "Wow, Dave really turned me around about saying mean things about the show or about a certain person."
But you know what? You might have, because I think a lot of people don't realize they're being mean. They just think they're sharing their opinion. Because even I,
and sometimes they are.
Sometimes they are.
Absolutely.
But even I, like scrolling through the comments, let's say someone says something mean about one of you two. I'm like, oh, well, they're tough. They can take it. But then if I see them say something about Andrew, I get defensive because Andrew is my associate producer. I'm like, he didn't ask for this. But I look at you two as like they've been in the industry for so long. They can handle. I think people just look at us and think like, well, they chose to be in the public eye, which is true. But you don't have to be.
We're still people that go home to families and kids
and
mortgages and biscuits.
Yep.
You know.
Bonnets.
But for real, it does.
Yes.
I understand it. We don't work at a bank. We're public figures. We put ourselves out there. And I don't think that we are immune to criticism. In fact, I'll tell you, I've seen things that people said online, and I have changed the show because you were
sure,
right.
Sure.
But look, folks, there's a difference between, wow, I miss the old days of Dave and Tom and Katie, mm-hmm. and everything sucked for the past 12 years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rachel sowed this, and, right. And you know, Tony sowed this, and Dave's become such a that.
At that point, why are you still listening?
Well, so, that brings up, but that's,
if you don't like Dave, why do you listen to the show?
Right.
It seems like you need to get a life at that point.
That's one thing, at 47 years in the business, it's one thing I've learned is that you look at that in the beginning, I remember you saying you'd look at social media, and it is when people says, you know, he's the dumbest guy I ever heard in my, he sucks, he shouldn't be, and you're like, all right, consider the source, it's one person. The other part of it, and Rachel, you brought it up, you can take a suggestion. But it's like, that's like somebody walking in McDonald's going, you know, I don't like your fries. You should change the recipe. You know what? That's the recipe, and it's been working. And this, every time you bring a different person in the 19 years that you've been doing this, you don't know if it's going to work.
You don't know
if it's going to work.
There's a way to walk into McDonald's and say, you know what I miss? I miss the McBLT.
Yes.
And maybe have someone go, hey, I'm from McDonald's corporate. Did you really like that McBLT?
Yeah.
Cool on one side, hot on the other. That's a way to do it.
Right.
Then there's a way to say, like, you guys suck
I'm
so
never
much.
Coming in here again.
Yeah, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And when people, and anytime we've said it, when you look backwards, whether you're looking at when your childhood or going to school or jobs or radio stations or bands, how many bands get better, right? You look at a band and you go, man, I remember when they first came out, they were awesome. Now they sold out. We used to get that at Casey all the time. We played REO from day one. And then REO finally gets a song from High Infidelity that makes money for them. The poor bastards were starving to death. They finally get a song that they make money on. It gets played on KY. The Calls, sellouts. You shouldn't play them. They sold. The Police, same thing. All these bands. Yeah. Bob Seger, Ted Nugent's like.
I'll tell you another thing, too.
Making a living.
Nothing. Nostalgia is one of the most amazing powers. Time watercolors all things.
Oh. Absolutely.
And romanticizes.
Yes.
And the perfect example is Johnny Carson was evidently a bad man, but I just worship him as an entertainer.
Major talent.
However, we're used to seeing his highlight reel.
Yep.
If you go back and you watch an entire Tonight Show, pick one, it's mostly boring.
Yep.
He mostly wasn't funny. We're probably mostly boring, mostly not funny. And then we have moments, and you string enough of those moments together and add time.
Yep.
And you go back to where you were in your life, and you're like, God, this used to be so much better.
Mm-hmm.
And it probably wasn't.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know what? A better example, maybe the greatest example of all time of that, Saturday Night Live. Go back like to 19.
19- Unwatchable.
Oh, my God. They're terrible. They're not even, they're so beyond funny. And but you remember the bees, and you remember the samurai.
Yeah, because you were young.
Yes, you cherry pick certain things from those shows. But you're right. You've got an hour and a half show, and you might have had 13 minutes of good stuff, and the rest.
This is the
filler.
Last thing I'm going to say, because I am very aware that this is just like, poor me.
Right.
But I'll tell you this: if I increase the number of segments a day that we talk about politics or Trump, we're going to get complaints.
Sure.
If I stop talking about politics and Trump, we're going to get complaints. If I talk about the 11th plague of Egypt being 50,000 masturbating mice, we're going to get complaints. If I never say anything dirty again, we're going to get complaints.
Yes.
So just know
right.
we're doing our best.
Yeah.
We really are. I never, ever. There are days I mail it in because I'm human, but there's never a day I go, I'm going to tank this bitch.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give them not what they want.
Right.
Ever.
Right.
I just want to say one more thing, and that's if you're allowed to have any opinion you have, and people obviously talk, you can't stop that. Whenever you're submitting a comment on a website, the person you're talking about is probably going to see it, especially on our level. It's not like Trump, who has billions of people talking about him every day. There's no way he could see everything. If you're talking about someone on a radio show or someone on a local TV show, they're probably going to see what you said. And I just want you to think for a second, if there was a comment section for you,
yes,
whatever your job is, whatever you do, and someone was going after you personally, how would it make you feel?
Good point.
It's just taking that half a second. And then if you still want to go on Facebook and say mean things about us, go ahead. But think about it first.
Even if it's something you're good for. It's right. One thing, people go after you for something that, what? Then there's people going after stuff you're like, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got them. Right. You got them. You got stuff. Some people may know about it. It may be total secret. You got it. Yeah. You got stuff.
Right. Rachel, that's really, it's a flip test. You know, you're going after somebody, okay, then they get,
what
they get a chance to come.
To you?
Yeah, they get a chance to come back after you. And that's not to say we don't take criticism, like you said, Dave, or just... They've come up with some great ideas, and people come
absolutely.
Up to you, and we all have crutches that we use and all that, and I get that. I have, at 47 years, I've still got some of the crutches I've had since day one, but it's, you know, like you said, we're not trying to tank it, because then the numbers go south.
I said the other day, because Tony said the other day, like, oh, yeah, people go after you, Dave, and I was like, what? I don't read it. I don't yes, read it.
Which is probably better.
And I said to Rach, like, what do people say?
Yeah.
And she goes, you know, sometimes they think you're a little high and mighty about owning a cabin and stuff. And of course, I'm defensive. I'm like, well, but I really
right,
do. A blue.
Right.
And then I went to see Louis C.K., who I love. And he was very, I thought, arrogant and high and mighty and humble braggy about his tens of millions of dollars, and I was just in France with my girlfriend in Paris, and blah, blah, blah. And I got it.
Mm-hmm.
I really got it that he really was in France. He really does have tens of millions of dollars, and there's a way to say that where you're like, okay.
Yeah.
And then there's a way to say it where you're like, okay, dude, we get it.
Right.
And
right.
it and I got it. But it took me a couple years.
Right.
That doesn't make me a bad person. It just, sometimes you get it and sometimes you don't.
Right.
And I never want to be that person who you don't like for any reason, but certainly who it's like, oh, look at...
Well, and I'm, you know what, Dave? I'm sure a lot of the people who make mean comments and who even get annoyed that you mention the cabin, it's just, everyone's just misunderstanding each other. Everyone's representing themselves in a way that if they knew how they were really representing themselves, they would change. So, I mean, I still have compassion for the people who say things like that. I really don't think that they're thinking. I think it's just like, blah, 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 like, this person isn't real. So let me just share how I feel.
Yeah,
they're not
that,
thinking
yeah.
about that step of, like, an actual human being is reading it. And I think that if anyone who's ever been frustrated with you before for being like, I'm going to buy another cabin, heard you say that just now, they'd be like, oh, wow, that's really cool. Like, okay, he does get it. That's all it really takes is people just seeing each other and understanding each other. But kind of back to our point before, when you come out swinging like that, everyone gets confused, everyone gets upset, and it's hard to reach common ground.
Well, especially during times like these, when I found out Mark was leaving Friday about noon. I didn't know this Friday at 11:30. So I am happy for Mark. Mark has deserved to do anything he wants to do. He has every right in the world. He's not breaking any contract or anything. So I'm not mad at Mark, but it turned my world upside down, and now I have to start over again.
Right.
And that's not just replacing Mark. It's a brand new show.
Sure.
Because you replace one person, the whole dynamic changes. Think about if suddenly you didn't have your son at the dinner table, you had a stranger. Well, it's not just changing one person. Your whole family's different. So during a time like this when we're kind of desperately scrambling to decide, okay, we have an opportunity. How do you want to change the show? What do you want to lose? What do you want to add? What do you want to keep the same? Give us your suggestions. If you got to crush us, then we can't stop you. But just remember, it would suck if people did that to you.
Right.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS.
One more thing about our last comments that we just had.
For real?
Yeah. Just okay. One more thing. In my defense about telling you on Friday about the info, I actually
decided that day.
No, I tried to tell you Thursday. You were at the cabin. We all know you won't take calls at the cabin.
True.
I'm sorry.
Well,
so I tried to.
You were able,
said, Mark. You know I'm counting my gold out here.
You were able to get in touch with my man.
Yes, your manservant. I said, could you interrupt Dave? And he goes, what about? I need to tell him I'm going to quit. No, I don't think that's important enough. He's
having, on the boat.
He's having a manicure and a pedicure at the same time.
Mark, did you want to tell us on Thursday? Because you were here super early, and I said, why are you here so early? And you said, I don't know.
He did, didn't he?
Yeah.
I did. I don't
I
know
just
why.
Looked at the clock.
That's right. I just.
And what did I say to you?
He said,
do you remember?
I don't remember.
I said, he's full of S. That's what I said. Right. I said, he's here for a reason, but he's not telling us.
Well, the one was that Jill Devine, our good buddy, mm-hmm. was back after a mm-hmm. maternity leave, which was a complete, you know.
Did you decide? When was the moment?
Thursday night. Yeah. I mean, I waited. I went back and forth and thought and went back and forth. And, you know, I still don't know if it's the right decision. Hell, I'm like you.
Well,
I don't know.
Well, just take it back. It's okay. You could, like, just wait a little longer.
Yeah. Yeah, just.
I thought what you said was really smart, though, that it's so true. We've all had decisions to make in life, and the more, the less time in between each time you think about it, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If it keeps coming up, you know, just more and more, and then you got to, okay, you need to figure this out.
Mark, I thought of you today because, I mean, you're taking a step back, and I saw a quote that was like, waiting until you're physically unable when you retire is like eating a bunch of dinner and then being too full to enjoy dessert. I'm sure I just butchered that. But right. I mean, it makes sense.
I think Gandhi said that.
You don't want to wait until you're in bad health and like you're in great shape now. If you have the ability to do it, you might as well.
Then no. And what the hell is with all these texts coming and going? He's going because of his health. Am I missing something? Do I look that bad? Holy cow, man. I thought it was going
it's
to the gym.
It's that wind and, picture.
Yeah.
Got people worried about you.
I tell people that was taken inside.
That's what he looks like every time he wakes up from a nap.
Really? They showed him his 401k from 2018. And that was his response. Oh, my God. I can never retire.
I also had the thought, he's just doing this because he doesn't want to roll over his 401k. It's too much of a pain in the butt. Kidding.
Good God. That's an act of Congress. I don't want to do any more of that if I can help it. So, whew.
I just looked at my notes. Some days, my notes are very legible. And other days, you can tell I was...
Right.
And I just looked up and it says, pull up, bitches.
And
I realize it's britches.
See, and there's a prime.
Although I have something to go with for pull up, bitches.
There's a prime example. When you criticize us, his handwriting, go, baby. When he does, what was the last one? The Sweet 16? And
I kept thinking it said Sticks. And it said Skynyrd.
Yeah, Skynyrd. And everybody's like, how the hell did Sticks win the best man of all time? It's like, it's Glover's drawing ability, his writing.
Can we make the hardest left turn ever?
Go.
How the hell? Can I be honest? I don't like being a Fox affiliate. I don't. I don't like Fox News.
Oh, I know what you're going to talk about.
What the hell are you doing giving Donna Brazile a job on Fox? Look, I'm not saying this woman should be in prison. I'm not saying she should never be able to work again. But she cheated in a presidential campaign. And lied about it. Went on and said, oh, I'm a Christian woman. I would never do that. These are attacks. They're racist attacks. And she was lying the whole time.
Yeah.
How dare you hire her?
Well, is there any credibility left? Is there any credit? Forget about these other guys that get up and lying. It's like what she's done. And now she's, even if it's a commentary and not a news person, what do you believe?
You know what it is, though? I'll tell you exactly what it is. Fox, MSNBC, CNN, they all love turncoats.
Yeah.
They all love people who are technically on the opposition side, but...
We've won them over.
They're easy. They'll, it's like, what's his name? The black dude that ran the RNC, Steele.
Oh.
He's the big MSNBC Republican. The other bald-faced guy that brought Sarah Palin in, he's a Republican, and yet all he does is crap on Republicans.
Right.
And then on Fox, you have the same thing. Here's so-and-so. Here's Donna Brazile, Democrat, liberal, but she's come around.
Yeah, she's one of
she's reasonable now.
She's seen the light.
It's so crazy when you offer someone money, how they become more
reasonable.
Isn't
that amazing? Really, really.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.